1, 2, 3.
Hold up. 1, 2, 3.
Hello, hello. Why is it so loud?
Hey.
1, 2, there we go. It's crazy from 7 to 8 how much louder it is. Seven and a half, yeah, it works. So I shout out questions to Patreon about topics. They sent us some really good ones. You ready?
Born ready.
What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode.
Identify as ready.
Is that what you identify as?
Yeah,
ready. All right, somebody. Run up on you like, you said you were ready. What's happening, fam? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about all the world topics. We do it from two married men. We do it from two fathers, uncles, husbands. And all that stuff, two black men, mm-hmm. I'm going to repeat, black men, in case you're listening, black men, mm-hmm. African-Americans living in America. Anyway, we usually kick this off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got something you want to get off your chest?
When did breakdancing become an Olympic event?
This year.
This year.
And it ended this year.
That was so...
I think it was this year. I ain't never seen it before.
It was so... I'm surprised it was as boring as it was. I wonder how they choose the athletes because it wasn't the guys you see on like on the gram and stuff doing crazy dances. It was like that lady from Australia just.
Well, apparently she got videos that where she's actually can break dance really good. I don't know what she what the whole thing of the Olympics was, but me and Angel just talked about this. I don't know, it's gonna cause an argument. And yeah, I was because I haven't looked into it because I was like, who's the judges? How you gonna judge breakdancing? But apparently they pick judges like the Olympic Committee or whoever out of, and some of the judges, I guess one couple of them were known, but yeah, I don't know. We had a whole conversation about that. I think they need to put a cap on things going into the Olympics.
Yeah.
They like need what? To, because you can't watch everything. It's like at this point, the reference I brought up was the Star Wars thing. You remember the early Star Wars we grew up on?
Yep.
Where a Jedi was rare. Mm-hmm. You know, the lightsaber, you know, he's, well, what is that? And then when they came out with the prequels, like they had them, everybody had one. Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. It used to be like mm-hmm. a rare thing. Now it's like they putting any and everything in the Olympics. They need to have a set amount of things. And if they want to add something, they got to remove something. Like, it's because musical cheer is going to be the Olympics eventually. Like,
I swear, we talk about these sports where these games are like, we need to come up with one.
Angel's determined to be in the Olympics, and she thinks she's going to do it.
The I was thinking about that. What is it called? The triathlon. It's something where you do every sport.
Decathlon.
It's not the decathlon. Which one is it when the regular people do all the...
Oh, the regular people.
Yeah.
It's the regular Olympics. No, not the regular Olympics. It's the handicap. Not even handicap, because them people act the athletes.
Because they do the javelin. They do the...
But they ain't no real Olympics. They ain't just talking about getting into it for real, like getting the actual Olympics.
No, this you can get medal. You can get a medal for it.
It ain't no Olympic medal.
Yeah, it is. It's something, man. Not the Special Olympics. It's a category where the people do all the games. They run track. I think they even swim. They high jump. They do all.
Does anybody know what Greg's talking about?
One athlete does it all. Yep. What's that? Heptathlon?
It's seven events.
Seven events, yeah. She can do that. I was looking into that. I was like, the high jump is going to be boo-boo. I can't
jump. Let me like, sir, you got to at least make it onto the mat.
You just hit the mat.
The side of it.
I just dive straight. I was like, ugh. That's how I do it. But yeah. But what sport was she do?
I think my highest jump was 6'4", I think. I can't remember what my highest jump was. It was 6'4". Something like
I think they were 6'7", 3'2" or something like
that's
that.
That's probably 7, I would think. I don't know.
It's crazy how they get up. And you were doing like, what?
Yes, you actually, the thing is if you know what you're doing, as long as you can get your head to that level, the rest of your body, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just getting that technique. Damn, there was one dude I jumped again. We actually know each other. He was going and he was jumping like he was jumping a fence.
Oh, straight up leaping over
it. Just leaping over it and not even trying. And he was killing me.
Damn.
I said, what springs does he have in this guy?
That's what I'm saying. Genetics play a big part in sports, too.
Wasn't even trying. Just, man, I don't know if I can do it or not. Just going, jump like.
Yeah. That's wild. Jump that high. That's jumping over your head.
Yeah.
Crazy. What sport is Angel doing?
She thinks she's going to do pistoling or rifling. Because she, you know, I said that. I don't even like that.
You didn't hit
the way they do it, huh?
She ain't going to do twerking?
They ain't in the Olympics, but if it's in there, she's going to try to make it.
Wah, wah,
until
wah,
she's
wah,
faced
wah,
up against
wah.
One of them Atlanta strippers. And it's like, set your ass down somewhere. Yeah. she thinks she's going to do pistol and rifling. But I don't like that because they ain't even using. They using like little laser guns. It ain't even. The gun has no recoil. It has. You ain't got no wind that you got to deal with. Like, where's the difficulty?
I told you, I'm doing archery.
Archery, though, is like an actual, you know, you holding the projectile and controlling it versus they got cards over the guys. Like,
she had them little goggles on. Who?
They have to. Doing it.
She should
and then the was he from Serbia? I don't know where that dude was from. The one that says an assassin that came in second place on purpose. Like, he was just straight up shooting.
Oh.
And he came in. You could tell everything he shot was a bullseye. And then that very last round, he was about to be first place, and he like shot off in the corner. They said, "Oh, he's trying to just have the fact that he's an assassin," because everybody else had all the goofy things covering up the eye, all these arm support. He was just like
Jason Bourne with Oh, that's cool. I wonder what you got to, how you qualify for that.
There's qualifiers, apparently. Like, they have, like, world events and qualifiers, and then the people, I guess, they decide, you have to qualify to be on the Olympic team or something. I don't know.
Man, we shot them 22. Me and Kev went to the range, and we shot the 22 caliber pistols.
Yeah, they ain't got no recoil.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's like shooting a rubber band gun. They got no recoil. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hit anything.
If that's what they're shooting with, shit, I can go to the Olympics.
Thing is, I didn't even hear a crack. It was just like they pull the trigger and then it's a little hole. Like, it seemed like it was like computer simulated or something.
Oh.
Maybe it ain't. I could be wrong, but it didn't look like. That's the thing. If it's going to be like rifling or pistol, like do different calibers. Mm. Because the bigger the caliber, the harder it is to, you know, you shoot a 22, then you shoot a 45 or a 44. It's like, bam! Yeah. It's like, you gotta know what you're doing.
You be having to wear helmets. Yeah, but that's what I wanted to get off my chest, man.
These Olympic events. That's a good question. Somebody said, Sadiqa said, how do we feel about the Olympics and being in L.A. in 2028? I don't feel any way about it. One, because hopefully I won't have to be down in LA. We don't live over near the airport and all of that. That's fine, which I'm perfectly fine with. I don't think they're gonna have no events in where we live. But I was in Paris over the summer, and the people that live there were going on vacation during the Olympics. Like, nobody wanted to be. The traffic was already insane. And we were driving, and I asked the driver, I said, is this because of the Olympics? He said, no, it's just a regular day. He said, but that's why a lot of us are leaving the city in the next week or two to get away for it, because they don't want to be, it's going to be so goddamn crazy.
Mm-hmm. I need to see where it's going to, like, what's around, because I'm going to get a little, I'm going to try to make some money off these folk coming.
Try to make some money. You ain't gonna make no money talking like you was last week.
What you talking about? What was I talking about last week? I can't remember.
Yeah, you finally got your thoughts out.
Oh, I still stand strong.
I know you do. That's why them brands is gonna stay away from your ass.
It ain't gonna be me. It's gonna be my brand. I'm gonna go out there with a vendor truck or something.
Yeah. I'm talking about on these social media streets.
I don't give a damn about social media.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
That's why we ended this now.
And then you're going to go over, I'm not a lawyer, but Mel going to be like, you know what? I don't want you on this platform no more.
We can't get no sponsors. That's fine with me, too.
Greg all the time, I'm trying to get brand deals. And be like, you know what? Hell with a brand. I don't care.
How somebody going to be tripping on me not wanting a man fighting a woman?
That's not the point, dude. I ain't going to get into it right now. We got a whole bunch of topics. A whole bunch of topics to cover. Well, we ain't got to cover all the topics. Y'all gave us a bunch of good topics.
Anything you want to get off your chest? Or you want
to
write into
no good deed goes unpunished. No got me pissed deed. Off. So we went on a camping trip. Angel, me, the kids. And that's when my nephew was out here. Anyway, that ain't got nothing to do with what I'm about to say. So we got a cabin. I parked in my assigned spot. Last day, right before we started packing up to leave, a family was riding their bikes, and a little girl lost control, hit the side of my truck with her bike, dented the passenger door, scratched the rear passenger door. So, you know, little girl crying and stuff. She's all upset. The mom, you know, she knocked on the door, let us know. Anyway, so I didn't know if they were going to pay out of pocket or not. Went and got a couple of estimates. Went to one guy who's an estimate. He was a little bit cheaper, but his lead time was like way too long. I was like 6 days. And then I went to a place that's well known now, Caliber Collision. I don't know if they nationwide or not. Anyway, went to them, and that guy said it'd be, you know, he was like, no, we can get this in and out in this amount of time. I'm like, perfect. And I'm trying to like help them out, because I'm like, if y'all paying out of pocket, I ain't trying to gouge you. You know, I'm going to go with the one that's going to cost you the least amount of money. So the one that costs the least amount of money as far as the estimate, I would have had to rent a vehicle. But I'm like, that's going to end up being more expensive just because of his lead time. Yeah. So I went with Caliber because they was like, no, it's only going to be like 2-3 days. I'm like, oh, cool. I can just drive one of my cars. And then I got the update from them today. I just dropped it off yesterday after dealing with State Farm and going back and forth and all that crap. Their lead time is just as long, if not longer, than the other dudes. Dang. And I'm like, so now I'm going to either reach back out to them, like, is this an actual real amount of time, or y'all just throwing out an estimate the way you did, you know, the price or whatever? And but I ain't hit them up though, because I'm like, I could have just went in there, here's my truck, y'all need to rent me a car, and walked away. But here I am going the extra mile trying to do these people a favor, trying to help them out. But they ended up going through insurance, the homeowner's insurance, which was also weird. That just got me annoyed. I just saw that update this morning. I'm like, fuck you mean next Thursday? Hell no, I ain't about to wait goddamn long.
For that.
So now I'm about to call State Farm. Well, I'm going to call Caliber and was like, is this a real lead time? If so, I'm going to call State Farm back and was like, and be like, y'all renting me. And I can't get no little economy size car. Yeah, I need a big ass SUV that can fit my entire family.
Yep.
I hate dealing with insurance. Especially if it ain't.
I thought they weren't going to go through them.
Say what?
I thought the people weren't going
to
go.
Well, she said, I think once they saw the quotes, or maybe I was talking to her, texting and emailing back and forth, and then all of a sudden her husband stepped in. So I think he was probably like, nah, let's just go through insurance.
Because he probably thinking you trying to jip them or something.
Yeah, I was like, y'all can write them the check. I don't care.
Yeah, just fix my shit.
That's what I thought State Farm was going to do.
Yeah.
Because this is how these places be ripping people off. When I went to Caliber, they told me that it absolutely won't cost this much money, but they do the most just in case they pull the door apart and they see more damage, or they have to blend the paint in the back. That was the main thing. They have to blend the paint on the door and on the bumper to match everything to make sure you can't see no transition. But he was like, because it's the color of your truck, this is definitely, we never need to do it on this color, but we always include it just in case. Mm. So this price will actually come down. I was like, all right, cool. So when I hit up State Farm, I'm thinking the check is going to Caliber.
Okay.
But they wrote the check to me. So guess what Caliber did? They done charged the exact amount that the estimate is, when that wasn't the actual cost that it was originally going to be. Like,
who they charge it to?
Who, Caliber? Mm-hmm. Caliber billed me because they knew that State Farm wrote me the check.
Ah, and they charged you
the exact amount. Granted, if I just went in there and be like, no, I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay, well, yeah, it ain't actually this price. Yeah. It's actually this price. Yeah, yeah. And I could have just cashed check, kept the rest of the money. But yeah, like I said, I didn't even care to do that. But I'm like, oh, I see what y'all doing. Y'all mm-hmm. doing the exact amount now. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you do. Give my truck back in the same amount of time that he told me when he was face to face with me. Dirty ass bastards. That's what I get for being nice. This is the second time I done been nice when it came to a auto accident and I done had to pay for it. Never again.
Yeah, man, you can't
never be, again.
I done learned my lesson on just being nice in general, period. Nope. Yeah. Nope. I don't nope. Hell no. Nah. I want it now or I'll get it later or you dropped the money, that mine.
I ain't going that far.
Oh no. I don't it's a dirty, dirty world, and it's. I mean,
they ain't doing nothing dirty.
I'm tired of being so nice.
It's just the companies involved, the family. They just like, you know what? We'll go through insurance, let them take care of the companies involved. I'm like, oh y'all dirty.
I'm tired of being all nice.
Yeah, no, it's the last time. But that's what's got me in my feelings right now. But anyway, I'm driving one of my old school. I'm driving the Mustang, so I ain't mad about that. I am mad that I had the AC disconnected. And now it's 90 degrees and I'm driving around in this damn thing. Yeah.
For what?
It the refrigerant was leaking a little bit, and to get to it was a difficult spot. So the dude was like, yeah, we could fix that. He said, well, I can fix it. It'll be like close to $1,000. But he was like, or we could just cut the line and drain that part of the system, but you won't have AC. And I'm like, I don't drive his car when it's that hot anyway. Even with AC, you know, I'm just like, I don't put that much strain on the car. Just because the older car. So I'm like, yeah, just cut it. I don't never use AC no way.
Damn.
And now I'm like, damn.
All this come from being nice.
Being nice.
Lead to you driving the Mustang in hell.
It actually, luckily, is cooler this week. I drove it yesterday. I was driving it at like 4:35 o'clock, and I was like, had the windows down. I'm like, oh, okay, this ain't that bad.
Yeah, because it's been like 100 and 200 for
Now it's like 90.
Dang.
But anyway, fam, thank y'all for sent out a notice this morning on Patreon and asked them to give us some topics. We got some good topics. This might these topics might last us to the end of this.
No more nice guy.
Nah, ain't no more of that. I sent them to you too.
Topic?
Yeah, topics. So we hit on the first one, working out.
Will you send it to me on
text?
Oh, I ain't get it.
No, I didn't.
I was about to say, I ain't get it.
Yeah, I'll send them to you now. Well, they screenshots. Saturn Maney, he's saying work.
Is it he or she?
The thumbnail looks like a he, so that's what I'm going to refer to this person, or I'll just say this person. Workout tips, I need to lose about 50 pounds. I don't eat, hold on. There was something else I was going to talk about. I don't remember. Don't eat sugar, but once a week already. I get one meal, and I get small meals twice a day. Outside of that, a mix of foods and home cooked. I hike, walk about 7,000 steps a day, but that ain't enough. I need help. This is, who were you going to say?
Nah, but there's a man?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
This is an interesting thing. So I was watching, and I heard it was somebody on me and Angel's. It wasn't on me. It was somebody that commented recently, and I realized how uneducated people are on working out and body types. Like people will look at like this one guy. He was commenting talking about how his aunt had like 3 or 4 kids, and now she looks like she's a action figure. She's back to being skinny and small frame. And that has nothing to do with whether you work out or not. Everybody has different body types. Everybody has different blood. Me and Angel was watching this documentary, and this lady who she works out, she fasts, she's changed her entire meal plan and everything. And this lady was extremely heavy set, and she said she would lose at the most 2 pounds and then she would just plateau. Mm. Like couldn't lose weight. She would do workout regimens. She was very strict on her diet, could never, and she just had a lot of weight left on her. could never lose the weight that she needed to lose or wanted to lose. She just remained really heavy set. And you look at her and it's just like, lady, you can't be working out that much. Turns out they did these, there was this documentary that was doing studies on people. They did this study on her and it turns out a lot of the stuff, the vegetables and everything that she was eating was not the type of things that would help her burn calories.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know, like, it's even different from men to women. You can have Grail, that's y'all, Meg, Mel and Greg is Grail. Anyway, you can have Greg and Mel.
It is. Grail.
And let's say they say, okay, I want to lose 15 pounds. And they have the same diet and they say, okay, I'm going to cut out sugar, soda, and starch. Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people don't realize you need. Your body actually needs starch. That's how it gets energy to burn other fat. Anyway, that's what I'm going to cut out. Greg can mess around and lose, doing the same thing, not doing nothing different that Mel's doing. He can mess around and lose 25, 30 pounds. Mel might lose 5 pounds doing the same exact stuff. Because one, men's bodies are different from women's. But two, it all depends on the type of body and blood type. And it there's so many different factors into losing weight. If you're doing my tip is if you're doing a workout or you're doing different foods or you dropping, you know, sugar or whatever, you cutting out of your diet, try different things when it comes to working out. If, you know, if you heavy on protein, you think you need to eat a lot of meat, cut out the meat. If you're not eating or the meats that you do eat, switch up those meats. Vegetables and everything. I would say you got to switch it up and figure out if you're not going to see a specialist and just figure out what you can do to your body specifically. Because you got, like I said, you got these people giving tips. It's like, well, I did this or this person did that. And if they did that, why can't you do that and look the same way? It's completely different.
I do agree to a certain point. If you're walking 7,000 steps a day, I would, well, depending on if you're doing it every day. If you're doing it every day, yeah, increase it to 8,000-9,000 steps. Because for some reason, you're not in a caloric deficit. Because if you're in a caloric deficit, you're going to lose weight. That's what's going to happen. What else would happen if you're in a caloric deficit?
Yeah.
You got to lose weight. You're going to lose weight. Eating wise, you can't be starving yourself. You have to eat. So I would eliminate all fast food. Only cook your food. And I would eat the same things every day for a month straight and see what happens to yourself. And then from there, you adjust the amount of food you eat or the types of food you eat. But I would eat the same thing for breakfast, lunch, dinner, every day for a month and see what happens to your body. And if you do have access to somebody that can do a blood test to see what type of food that you're allergic to, that'll work too. Lift weights. I would lift weights, and you have to lift to your what would you call it? Your max. Just don't do 3 sets of 10, and you're doing 3 sets of 10 easy. You know what I'm saying? Increase the weight till you can't get to 8 with a certain weight, because people go to the weight room, do 3 sets of 10 on every exercise. And your body is used to that, and your body's not going to change at all. So, and stay consistent and get sleep. That's what I would do. Everybody is different, but a caloric deficit is a caloric deficit, and you're going to lose weight. Because everybody that gets on that show, Naked and Afraid, they go in there and they be naked and afraid. They all lose weight. They all drop weight. But to Tank's point, they all drop weight at different paces, though. Somebody might lose 21 pounds, and then the next person behind them might lose just 5 pounds in those 21 days. But a caloric deficit, you have to lose weight.
But that's what I was saying. It's when people it's not the fact of people losing weight. is when they reach a plateau and can't figure out why they can't lose more. Oh. Like doing the same thing, like even I wouldn't even agree with doing eating the same thing for a month, because a lot of times people's bodies lack certain things, and not getting a variety, especially vegetables, not getting a variety of whether it's lentils, different vitamins, different types of vegetables, and even different type of proteins in your body will definitely halt your body from doing anything. Or like that lady, the one I brought up, she, again, she would go on these regimens extremely strict. Like she was talking about her meal plans and cooking and meal prep. And I'm like, how are you? There's no way she's doing this and not doing it. But when they did that study and saw, yeah, she's doing everything right, but she's not doing the right things for her specific body. They took all types of DNA samples and blood samples and stuff. But yeah, you got to be in a calorie deficit. That's always going to help. But yeah, I ain't no expert. I just know what I've seen people do and what I've done for myself. That's why I was like, you know, you got to figure out what you got to do for your body.
Man, cut out all the junk food.
Don't assume they're eating junk food, though.
Cut out all the junk food and alcohol and get your sleep. If you're doing 7,000 steps, to me, 7,000 steps a day, that's great. If you need to work out, lift weights that test your strength. Just don't go in there just to be going in there. And eat whole foods. You will lose weight. But you have to stick with a regimen. So if you eat, for example, I eat 4 eggs in the morning, a chicken sandwich for lunch, and then a wrap at night. This is just an example. I do that for a month straight, and I don't gain weight. I don't lose weight, right? That next month, I'm going to take an egg away and eat 3 eggs for a month straight, or 2 weeks, however it takes, whatever it takes. And then you'll see, oh, I lost weight or I gained weight. Okay, well, let's take half of this chicken sandwich now, or let's not put the avocado on the chicken sandwich. Let's just have the bread and the chicken. Now you're manipulating your diet, and you have to see. That's why people calorie count, so you can manipulate your diet so you can gain or lose weight. Whatever that lady was doing in that documentary, I would love to see the documentary.
I'll send it to you.
For her to be doing what she was doing, whatever food she was eating probably was causing some inflammatory situation.
That's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm getting at.
Okay.
Different people have inflammatory allergies.
Yeah. So
like all people, like certain foods are known as inflammatory. Corn, you got all these different things that are rice, a lot of foods that are inflammatory. That people are eating. But again, different bodies do different things. Cut out the junk food. You could be talking to people that don't eat no junk food at all. It's like I'm talking about somebody like, yeah, you said 7,000 steps a day. That's pretty good.
I'm telling you.
Don't eat the junk food.
Don't eat the junk
food. Cut out the hard candy. That's him. He eat the junk food.
Stop the liquor. Stop the liquor. If this not you, shit, it's not you. But if it is you, you know what's happening. I know what you're doing on the weekend, late night, with that chocolate shake and all
in,
that stuff.
In the trap.
Yeah. ain't nobody even say nothing about the trap. But to your point, that's what I'm talking about, manipulating your diet. If you have certain foods in your diet and you switch them out, you need to give it time to see how your body reacts to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what that lady needs to do in that documentary. But I'm going to watch it and see what's happening. Because I'm starting to realize I used to be critical of bodybuilders and how they eat and all that other stuff. But when you have the person that follows their instructions and do it to a T, they all get results. And they all look like bodybuilders. But then you get that person like myself that work out for a long period of time, not follow the regimen and the plan, and my body ain't ripped up and built like this because I haven't been doing the proper diet and in the proper workouts. So for you to lose weight, you have to be consistent and have a structured plan. You can't go in there 3-4 times a week and not be pushing yourself. You have to, man, literally till failure, till you can't lift something no more. Goddamn, that's how far you supposed to go. Till you about to bust a vein, and then that's you working out. Not you doing 20, 30 reps of one thing. You ain't going to lose no weight like that. Yeah, I see it. Because folk don't be knowing. They think because they go to the gym and do 3 sets of 10, they doing something. No, you got that 3 sets of 10 supposed to be, you supposed to be straining. Your eyes supposed to be coming about your head.
Different people got different body types. I'm going to leave it at that.
You supposed to struggle in the gym.
Here's another one. As married men, have you ever had a woman come up to y'all in person or through the internet? And how do you handle it? How do y'all handle it? And is it the same way that your wives would want you to handle it? Or would they prefer you to handle it? Have you been approached, Greg?
Yeah, I've been approached several times. And I just laugh, really. I get a little nervous. My hands start sweating. I'm like, is she trying to hit this? She trying to hit this. And I just laugh at it. Oh, thank you, Miss Lady. Oh, you're attractive too. Or, you know, and I leave it at that. I don't keep conversating, because if you keep conversating, then you leave that door open. But, yeah, I've been approached several times. I don't ever just, bitch, I'm married type situation. It's just like, oh, thank you. You're attractive too. Oh, thank you. You know, I'm always polite with the situation. Excuse me. I'm assuming that's how Mel would want me to handle it.
I've been approached. Online, I ignore it. I don't give it any attention. In person, it's just like, oh, you know, I'm married. You know, simple as that. I'm married. I keep it pushing. I ain't never ran up on nobody extremely pushy. Maybe online, but like I said, I just ignore that stuff. In person, it's just a, you know, I'm married, I walk off. Just let it be known. Angel would probably like it if I were to physically assault him. That would be her method.
People like giving me hugs.
Yeah, you be letting them. That's how you get in trouble.
I don't know.
That ain't Angel in the comments, y'all. That's me.
They might be going through a certain situation, and just an embrace can help them out, you know. But anyway, go ahead about your assaulting people.
No, that's what she would probably prefer, that I put my foot in their chest and stomp a mud hole into them.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That question is, you're talking to two mature individuals. So being approached by a woman now is like, man, I don't want no smoke. It's too much drama. I ain't even interested. I'm really thinking like, I'm 40, man. I'm about to be 60 soon, man. Like, there's a lot of stuff on my mind other than a woman trying to throw that box at me. I mean, so it's, if you got a mature guy, it's nothing to just.
Yeah. Mature, got his head on straight. That's, yeah. Like I said, I'm been married 17 years. I've been approached multiple. I've been approached before I got on social media. I got approached at work. I've got numbers left on my car, on my tools and stuff. It's like, I don't pay. And it's very easy to not. It's harder to. As crazy as is some men make it seem, it's hard to move forward with something like that. It's very easy to just walk away.
It is.
If you in the right state of mind, it's like, if you want to be out there, you will be out there. Simple as that.
They left numbers on your tools though. So you like, you grab your hammer about to hit something. You like, what is this? And they put the number on the tool, on the hammer.
Was it not like on the hammer. No, it wasn't like it. No, if I was if I went to an account or something, and like if I was in a commercial building, especially you working on something, you gotta walk away, leave your tools out, come by, it'd be like a little note on my tool bag or the cart that I was using.
Hey, tall fella.
And you ain't never been called that, have you? Hey, little guy. Or on my car door, I've had sticky notes left on my car windows and doors, and I ain't. And nothing like crazy. It's just, hey, saw you. You know, I've spoke to you a couple times. This is my number in case you want to give me a call. And, you know, just don't pay no attention.
It does make you feel good, though. I'd be like, thank you. Make you feel good. Everybody likes Craig attention.
Yeah, man, we like it a lot more than what we show.
Yeah,
we be giggling and cheesing. Be like, oh yeah, no, I'm married. Thank you.
On the way home, you like, yeah. I got hoes in different vehicles. Happy and giddy.
Yeah. Cause it don't be happening to us a lot. Hell, but when it do, we be like, yeah.
That's what. Let's make this clear now. It does not happen. Shit.
No, I don't. When I talked about the stuff that I talked about, I can count each time it happened over the last 17 years. Remember every single occasion. Yeah.
Y'all got it bad. Y'all go to the store every day. Somebody,
hey man, how you doing? You absolutely be here. Let me hold that for you.
We ain't got that. Yeah.
Actually, we already talked about some of these. It's Olympic recap. Back to school prep at home. Has your kids started school yet?
Yep. McKinley been excited. She started, Monday. Monday was the first. What is the day? Wednesday? Yeah, Monday. Excited. Had these brand new shoes. She telling Mel, they fit fine. And Mel like, no, they look kind of tight. She's like, no, they're fine. Yesterday, I pick her up from school. She, my feet hurt. I'm like, what's wrong? She was like, the shoes too tight. I'm like, didn't we? So other than that, she got a nice, she loves her teacher. Went to Target to buy all the school supplies because they gave this list of everything.
Oh, yeah, that's every year.
Everybody
man.
In there throwing. Man, I don't know.
It'd be a train wreck in there, man. Walmart, Target, God dang.
Whoever manufactures this stuff got to be getting stupid money. I'm talking about tablets, these number two pencils, the dry erase markers,
yeah,
and the dry erase erasers.
Yeah,
I mean, they have this whole list.
They ain't gonna use half of that crap.
All of them were gone, so I had to buy a black, what you call it? Not the chalkboard, but the board.
Chalkboard, the small one.
It's not a chalkboard. It uses the marker, the eraser, whiteboard. I had to buy a whole whiteboard to get the dry eraser that comes with it.
You messing
so
up.
So she can have it.
Amazon, man.
But she said she needed it for tomorrow. So
no, you waited too late. They wasn't going to do nothing on
That's
the
what
first
I said.
Day.
I was like, man, you don't need all this. She's like, I need headphones. I'm like, do you have a computer there? No, I'm like, then what you use the headphones? But, you know, me being dad.
You ain't even got to the that age of the certain books and calculators.
Yeah. I can only imagine. I remember them, what was it, T91s?
T91.
Yeah, I remember that T9 when they first came out. We were like, ooh, you can slide it
in. Yeah, slide it open and do it.
Hate it.
By the time I needed that, I hated math. I used to love math.
You had to buy all the
equations. Ask me plug something in on one of them damn things now. It would not happen.
Nah, it would.
And all these questions are from Just Yo. We haven't went back to school yet. The boys haven't. They all go to the same school now, so that's a celebration. They start a day apart. So all Sai Kai and Amar, they start on the 26th, and Marcus starts on the 27th, or vice versa.
Dang.
And it's probably needed just for the newcomers to the school of chaos of pick up and drop off and all of that stuff. We got uniforms. We haven't even looked in because like I said, we got like two more weeks, so we got time. I'm excited. They need to get out of the house again, back to school. I'm gonna start, you know, we got screen restrictions Monday through Friday. They are not allowed to get on their Monday through Thursday. They're not allowed to get on their tablets. No video games, none of that. So we collect all this stuff Sunday night, and they don't get it back till Friday afternoon once they get out of school. That's going to be a hard adjustment for Amar, but that little asshole.
Was it always Monday through Thursday?
Not while school's in, yeah. Oh, during school.
McKinley's Tuesday, she can be on it Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah, I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Nah. But I like the Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, because while you at school, if you got homework, you ain't got nothing to do but your homework. If you got stuff to do, whatever, that's all you got to do for school, after school, whatever. And then Friday, do your homework. You got homework for the weekend, do your homework. Now you can get on your tablet.
She be sad, boy, about that pad. And I be like, I don't give a, this is a privilege.
Yeah.
You can sit outside and dig up ants all day. I don't care.
Yeah.
You ain't about to be on this pad. But yeah, it's the internet has made it even harder to be a parent. Because, you know, us growing up, we were outside experiencing life, doing something. Yeah. Even if it was just sitting down outside, just, oh, that's how a beast feels when a bee stings you, or an ant bite, or
go outside, get some scars, go get in trouble,
poison ivy, something. Yeah. Now, man, my literally, McKinley will sit in her bed if we allow her to, and have the pad like this close to her face. The TV will be on, and it's just random
noises,
bright color.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah.
And you come in there and
you have a phone in her face, the screen, the TV, music playing, everything just going. Yeah.
Eyes sunk in her face, like, oh, look like a raccoon. You like, what is, man, get out. No, get out. And she, get out.
Yeah.
Go outside, do something. And then you send them outside, damn, assessing mosquitoes everywhere.
Man. I wish I knew. I want something to attract dragonflies. Because I've been looking that up for the past week, probably 2 weeks. I need something to attract brain dragonfly, more drag, because we got a few that I be seeing flying around. I want dragonflies all around my property to eat these goddamn mosquitoes. But this, just real quick, the screens.
Yep.
Before we move forward, the screens. We've noticed it helps their concentration. That's why we started that whole thing, just removing them screens. Because, yeah, they'll sit there and just stare it off into oblivion. So that's why we came up with that. But go ahead, what was you going to say?
No, I think that was, you was telling me about dragonflies eating mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And if y'all ever notice.
And bats. That's why I be liking seeing them bats at night.
If y'all ever notice in gardens and around people's homes, they have those wired dragonflies that move with the wind. It's because they eat mosquitoes, and apparently mosquitoes like, oh snap, this is a dragonfly, let me
really
go. Yeah, have you ever seen
I've been seeing them. I thought it was just decoration.
No, it's not. It's to let mosquitoes know we out here.
I'm about to look that up.
Look it up. Because I looked it up because you was, I was like, dang, dragonflies eat mosquitoes.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah,
I didn't know they, because I didn't even know mosquitoes could see that far.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. you know those round, they look like paper mache type of balls that people hang everywhere. Those are for other bees to think that they're hornet's nests.
Oh, to keep bees away?
To keep bees away.
So it's got like hornet pheromones or something like that?
No, it just looks like a hornet nest hanging. So bees be like, oh, snap, it's a hornet nest. Or a wasp nest. No, wasp thinks it's a hornet's nest.
Oh, okay.
I went down this rabbit hole of this interest. I'm like, oh, that's what them use for. Oh, that's what that's used for. So
I don't want to ward them off. I want to eradicate all mosquitoes. The bats and dragonflies got other stuff they can eat. But we need to get rid of these damn mosquitoes.
And some tribe in Africa is on Instagram. They eat mosquito burgers. You see
that? I seen that. Ugh. Well. Man, let me see. She said, plans for Let Us Tell It. The plan is to let it go. It said, goals and searching for ads. New set. We ain't about to search for no ads. moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. That's something. Jade, Joy share. Jada. That's something we got to research. So we ain't got time to do that. Husbands and fathers, do you have gender roles in your home? Are gender roles old school?
I think the gender roles are the common gender roles. I'm taking the trash out. I'm bringing the groceries in if she has too many groceries. I'm killing the bugs. I'm fixing whatever it is that needs to be fixed in the home. If somebody comes in the house or if there's a noise downstairs, I'm going to handle the situation. Those type of gender roles, yeah.
So what about when you say, like, even like fixing something or bringing in the groceries, is that something once your daughters get older that you're gonna have them help her with?
No, that's what I'm gonna do. Well, it really depends on what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
At the time the groceries come in, my mother would get the groceries. I don't care if it was one bag. She'd come in and say groceries in the car. Yeah.
I finally got Andrew to do that. I'm like, he's boys. And it ain't because these are boys. If we had four girls,
yeah,
Andrew, you come in the house, they can go get the goddamn groceries. Oh. But even I don't have daughters, but if I don't see myself treating on that aspect or a lot of aspects, treating my daughters any different from where I treat my boys. I would have them fixing stuff. Like my oldest, he's learning to work with more with his hands, even the twins. I would do the same for my daughters because I wouldn't want any of my children, girl or boy, having to depend on anybody else. And that just is what it is. Even my sister, like my dad was be like, you need to learn how to do this stuff.
Oh,
quit running to me, asking me, you need to learn. And you know, she very reluctant, but she did learn how to do a lot of stuff. And like me and Angel, we was actually talking about that Monday on our podcast when it comes to dating, how we treat, you know, a girl, you know, that Marcus is dating. It's like, I would do that a little different because I wouldn't pull somebody's daughter in a room with me by myself to talk to her. However, I know that's probably going to happen to my son, so he's going to conduct himself properly the same way I did, because people's parents loved me because I was very polite and respectful. However, I would have a sit down with her, with Angel. She is going to get talked to same way. It's like, I'm vetting you just like I would have to vet a boy that's dating my daughter. I'm vetting any girl that's going to date my son. But even in that role, it's like, yeah, I want my daughters to, if I had a daughters, or I have nieces, I have little cousins. Yeah, y'all can call me and ask me about this, but you also going to know how to do it.
Yeah.
So as far as the gender roles that I play, and we actually talked about this a little bit too a couple weeks ago, mine has nothing to do with me being a man, even with being a gentleman and everything. It has to do with, if Angel went grocery shopping, she shouldn't have to be the one to bring in the groceries, or with me, because that is a gender role thing. I'm agreeing with you. It's like, yeah, I'm making sure she don't have to do that, but also we have well-abled children that should have responsibilities and they should be handling that. Now all the other stuff, taking out the trash, blah, blah, Angel, she'll take the trash out of the can and set it on the side, put a new bag in. I hit one of the boys, hey, y'all take the trash out. But that's just part of being a child. If I had girls, it'd be the same damn thing. Because again, I don't want them, you know, once they, and while doing that for my girls, they would know, hopefully, you need to find somebody to make sure that he's playing his role right too. Not to say that he has to do this, has to do that. That would be up to them, but yeah.
Yeah, every time I fix anything, McKinley and Makai be right there. So Yes, my daughters will be, once they're able to, yeah, they're definitely gonna be, they're gonna be doing everything I'm doing. Taking trash out, rolling it to the street. McKinley rolled the yard trash, the yard debris. She was like, can I do this one? She did that one. So yeah, they're gonna know how to change the oil, know how to change their tires. They're gonna know how to change their locks. They're gonna know how to do a lot of stuff, because I'm gonna make sure they know how to do it. The other gender roles, though, as far as paying bills, who ran the pants in the relationship, because that's the hot topics of today. I think all those type of gender roles are based on your lifestyle and what's happening. If your wife is a surgeon and she's in the hospital all day making money, and you're at home, you should probably be cooking. You should probably be cleaning. If it's vice versa, she should be cooking. She should be cleaning. If you all are together working, you 9-to-5 jobs, and y'all get home around the same time, then y'all figure out who should pick up the kids and who should cook. Hey, it's Monday. It's your time to cook. It's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all need to figure that out. So that's how I feel about that. But just the normal, to me, the normal
gentleman-like stuff,
yeah,
that we would consider, us being the age that we are, the normal gentleman-like stuff of, you ain't got to be lifting or carrying or taking nothing out trash and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't look down on nobody that don't do it. It's just, that's the way we roll, the way I roll. It's been very eye-opening, being the age that I am and witnessing these younger generations, or even older. First of all, it ain't even younger generations. It's older generations,
too. It's
crazy. God dang. Like, what happened?
It's crazy. Yeah. Some of y'all out here with some men that they don't even know. They just not, they, oh, I'm supposed, man, to do that? They just don't know.
This older generation, as well as the younger, it was my mother-in-law. I think I talked about this before. My mother-in-law did when she got her last degree, she did a paper on, I can't remember what it was on, something about generations, or I can't remember what it was, but she interviewed 4 different men. I was one of them. And one of the topics was a wife making more than the husband,
mm-hmm,
or being more successful. And I was like, you know, for men that have a issue with that, for one, it's very archaic, mm-hmm, very old school way of thinking, very patriotic. But also, it shows a lot of insecurities that men of that time did not talk about.
Yeah.
You know, for a man, especially in this day and age, I think she interviewed me for that in like 2022 or 23. For a man to be thinking, oh, I can't be with a woman that makes more than me, that's an insecurity. I use the analogy of running a race. We run in a couple's race. Why would I want her to slow down and for us to lose the race just because I don't want her ahead of me?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, if you're going to go cross finish line, sprint ahead of me and cross the goddamn finish line. That's one thing I've always said, even when I was dating, back when I was like, oh, when I get married, I don't want my wife to make, she either has to make equal to or more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because I was attracted to intelligence and I knew my earning potential. But on the other hand, it's not like Angel definitely at points has made much more than me. It's at points that she made much less. But that was the type of woman I was looking for, somebody that can hold me down.
Mm.
When things get hard, when things get tough, if I lose my job or if I get injured or I can't work, no, she can hold me up. You can't do that with these quote-unquote pick-me's.
Yeah.
You know, the women that these men are looking for, the ones like, no, she lives in my household and she does what I say and she can't make more than me. Now something gonna happen to you and you have no earning potential. Now what you gonna do? Or something happens to you and y'all done had kids. How's she gonna take care of your kids if she can't fend for herself?
Yeah.
Maybe that's old school of me, but you got a lot of older generations that think like that. And you have these younger generations, these BANs. They BANs on both sides of, in our generation too. But I done heard some young dudes and old dudes say that crap.
It's just levels to everything. and you find your person that wants to be on that level with you. If she's a housewife, she don't want to do nothing, then she's going to find that man that will allow that and that can pay for everything. And vice versa. And then you find, like you say, Angel, she's going to work, I'm going to work, and we're going to come together and make this work. It's as simple as that. But to your point, if y'all can, some of you all, especially our age, you all had your dad or seen your dad working crazy hours and your mama stayed home and took care of the kids. But just imagine if your mom at that point in time would have been working just like your dad, and the income that would have been coming into the household, you would have had a totally different lifestyle. So now women are getting out there and blowing men out the water.
And you got a lot of women that can't, they have trouble dating men because men don't want to approach them, or they're not interested because of their success level. I'm like, good, weed out the simps.
It's a
that's how I look at it. Weed them out.
It's tough being a dude, not being raised a certain way, and your wife or your significant other is making more than you. You have this like, dang, I need. It's not she's making more and you're disgusted by it. She's making more and you feel like, dang, I need to catch up with her. I need to do better, and you stress yourself about that, trying to do better to catch up with her. Not, oh, I can't be with her because she's doing this. It's more of a competitive, I guess you could say. Like, man, is she doing that? I can do it. She can do it. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, with me and Mel, she's starting to just blow up on Instagram. Now, I mean, blow up on social media. Yeah, I've been trying this. I ain't got damn near nowhere the success she got, but it's not, man, it's like, okay, what can I do? It motivates me to try to do more. You know, I'm not about to leave her or feel no type of way about her making more. You know what I'm saying? It's a team effort, like Tank was saying.
If anything, you use it as like in Saturn, that's a comment we was reading. He's deal with a similar thing of his wife making more. At the absolute least, use it as motivation and inspiration.
Y'all, come on, man.
And you giving these niggas too much grace, too.
What you talking about?
Because some of them are like, nah, I can't be with
it. No. They shouldn't be like that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, for a man to say that, you won't.
You whack.
Yeah, you are. It's crazy for you to say my wife is, or my girl is smart and is making more money than me, and I don't like that. What type of sense does that make?
Yeah.
And we all know women are smarter than men, period. Y'all go to school and y'all can hear it and see it in the grades, the graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Levels, women blow men out the water. So obviously, eventually, women will hold more income, and they just focus more. They are better at educational type of situations. I mean, it is what it is.
On that same subject, how do you feel about having a woman president?
A woman president? Man. I feel like it's history. It'll be history. Is it going to change anything? I don't know. You know, congratulations. I would rather her than Trump.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so, I don't know why people are always, when I question things, people think I'm I don't know how to say it. Yes, I'd rather her than than Trump. I'd rather anybody than Trump. Joe Biden and Trump, I don't want either one of them dudes.
But who would you have voted for?
I wouldn't have voted for either one of them.
So you'd have voted for Trump?
If I didn't vote for either one of them?
Absolutely.
I think there was an Asian guy that was running for president when they first started.
None of that matters.
I don't think.
And because the parties are, the two parties are so big, the third vote, I can't remember, the green, whatever that vote is, is a throwaway vote. Like it's a throwaway, so that only gives power to one of the two. If you don't vote for one, you're basically helping out the other. Like I'm still doing my part by not voting because I don't want either one. Like that's basically, if you're not voting for one, you helping out the other one. The reason I said really, just from what you, it was a conversation. Actually, it was a conversation me and Greg had probably about a year and a half ago. I ain't gonna say, but that's why I was like, really?
I don't have.
People
are sensitive about this, and I don't. Go ahead, do your thing.
To me, it ain't even like a question. Like, Kamala Harris is not even just a woman president. I'm talking about the first woman president that we hopefully gonna get in November, or I guess she'll be get sworn in January. But this is similar to when President Obama ran. A lot of people were thinking, oh, y'all voting for him because he's black. Well, a lot of people didn't vote for him because he's black. However, take away race, take away anything, take away complete face. You don't know who this person is. He is the better candidate. He's more intelligent. He's smarter. Same with this. There is no doubt her record. She has been in every single branch of the government that exists damn near. She's been she's been a district attorney. She's done all of these different things in the government. She has a track record like none other. I started looking it up just trying to see who, if we thinking about qualifications and what they've done in their career, who has been better qualified than her. Remove her being a woman, remove her being black, remove everything, and look at the two candidates. Trump is a goddamn idiot. He looks now just as bad as Biden did going against him. But people, and I hate when people say, oh, the first black woman president. No, she's the first woman. Remove race off of that. Ain't been even a sparkle, a even close thing of a woman president ever. Any race. She's been prosecuting, senator, and vice president. Ain't nobody else done that. And this is something that people keep looking at the president. Oh, nothing changed. The president doesn't have power to make these huge country-changing, altering decisions. This comes from those elections that come up every 2 years. Your senators, all these people that sit in those rooms that make these decisions, those are the people that you vote for that write the bills for the president to approve. The president can't approve nothing that a bill ain't been wrote for. That's just politics 101. So people are like, oh, Biden ain't did nothing. Actually, Biden has done quite a bit. Obama didn't do nothing. Obama didn't do nothing. Obama done a lot. But the thing is they can't approve. That's why they always say, write the bill, I'll sign it. They can't sign something that's not there. That's why the government is set up that way. Because so a president just can't come in. Trust me, this country would have been a lot worse had Trump been able to just do what the hell he wanted. This wouldn't be no damn country no more. No, he has to sign bills that are given to him. I'm not an expert on this. I don't even know the tip of the iceberg. I know the snowflake that fell on the iceberg that ain't even touching the tip yet. So I'm not going to sit here and try to educate. I just, when people, even with Biden versus Trump, this is like Trump's track record. He done led an assault on the Capitol of this country. hate crime skyrocketed when he was in office. He was talking about protesting. You got a white supremacy group and a basically a peace group. There's good people on both sides. You know, he's telling the Proud Boys to stand down. That means he's in direct communication with these people. All the racist crap that he says, Trump made me confident that I could hold a rally and hold a speech because he don't say shit. You know, it's the crowds and no one's had bigger crowds than I have, you know, and no one has done, you know, I'm a very smart guy. You know, they're just not very smart over there. They don't have an IQ. IQ doesn't go that low. This is the type of stupid shit that he says versus a woman that's been hired in three different positions for government. Even Biden, like I said, Biden was losing his goddamn mind. I'd rather have a corpse there not doing anything and letting the people under them run it versus this racist idiot. This, oh my God. It drains my brain.
That's how I feel about, there was never love in my heart for Trump. I don't understand how.
Bullshit, Goose.
What's bullshit to me is that people take this serious when somebody like Trump was even considered to be the president.
The fact that he was president.
That's what I'm saying. This whole thing is laughable. This reality star, old dude, became president. And it's like, what?
You know what?
Trump became president?
You know what put him in office?
Trump became president.
And you know what put him in office?
Which is crazy.
You know
what put him in office?
Hatred.
But
hatred put him in office.
Hatred put him in office. That, when you look at that and how this is even possible, is crazy to me that this man was even able to become president. That's like one of these game show hosts becoming president.
Absolutely. Or the fact that they thought Dwayne The Rock Johnson was going to run.
All that. It's crazy. But yes, you take away all this stuff, Trump by himself is a bad human being, period. I was talking to Mel about it. He's like physically, sexually assaulted women and was found guilty of it. And this is he could be our president still. This man is a convicted felon now, right?
Yeah.
Could still be our president. Yeah.
And this is the problem.
I'm focusing on my little baby needs speech therapy. She needs to talk right. Trump can go kick rock.
But this is the thing. It's like I said it before. This is the system backfiring on itself. Because the rules, regulations, and all this was wrote by criminals with loopholes for criminals. And now you got a bigger criminal than the people that wrote it taking advantage of it, and they don't know what to do with it. So on that end, I'm just like, that's what the hell you get. But like, have you heard of this Project 2025?
Yeah.
Document? Mm-hmm. This is the type, that's the VP that running with Trump, J.D. Vance, he wrote the opening for it. So this is the type of shit that we voting for. The fact that you got somebody like this that could head up this document that is extremely terrifying.
And then this dang, whatever speech it was, when he had the Band-Aid on his ear.
Now
Hulk
been
Hogan
shot in somewhere different.
Yeah, then he had Hulk Hogan up there
again. Hulk
and then
Hogan,
Chris Rock.
Yeah, Kid Rock, racist. Hulk Hogan,
oh,
racist.
My goodness.
You looking at and that's what I'm saying. It's like you got somebody like him that has a possibility of being in office again. Hate crime can go up. That's when enabled. That's, you know, the George Floyd and all those killings that were getting put on camp. Put on video when these cops getting let go, that was under the Trump administration because they felt empowered. Like, oh, one of us is in the White House. Oh, yeah, we could do anything now. And that's pretty much what was happening. So when I compare him to Biden, hell yeah, Biden all day. It could have been any day. George Clooney, run for office. Bugs Bunny, run for office to keep this mother, keep this crazy ass idiot out of, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, fam, this is what, last of two? I don't know.
I'm not here next week because we gonna be in, what you call it, Chicago.
Okay.
What is it called, the DNC?
DNC?
Yep.
Shocking, Greg. I'm gonna remind you what you said.
I know what I said. I know exactly what I said.
Yeah, you was confident as hell.
I am.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But people be sensitive about this, and I got to walk on eggshells when it comes to politics and stuff. So I'll let y'all have it. But all I want to say is this. All I want to say is this. The school systems in America, especially in our community, have been probably getting worse.
And they're going to get worse under his administration. They're removing books.
I'm just saying. The presidents of today weren't the presidents back then. And none of them have done anything for us in my lifetime. Ain't nothing been, everything's still the same. That's all I'm saying. And people get hyped about changing stuff and don't nobody change nothing. They vote and everything stays the same. You might get a little tax here, a little tax there, but my community, our schools are still shitty. So I think you need to switch some things around and stop worrying about who's running this and start running your own community and building your own schools and doing your own education. Start worrying about what this person in this elected position gonna do when it hasn't worked for us at all. Has never worked for us at all. Niggas, we ain't got... Anyway, it ain't never worked for us.
I would make statements like it until you've done more research.
Oh, okay.
However, right. I will say, you say the education and all of that is getting worse. How do you feel about future generations not learning about slavery at all, meaning that it didn't exist?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have to do it ourselves. We expect the schools to do it. They're going to take it out just like they took out religion. They're going to take it out.
You know,
so
why
we have
was
to do it ourselves.
You know why I was taking it out?
Because we're worried about what they're doing.
We have to.
No, we don't. If we do it all ourselves.
Right. Okay.
If we do it ourselves, we won't have to worry about
you
nobody
know who was
else
doing
teaching,
it they
teaching us.
You know who was doing it they said?
Who, man? Who's
Black
doing?
Wall Street.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
They blew them up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So change it on the bigger level. Again,
we got to redo that.
And so it can get blown up again. I'm saying you can do it in your community. You can talk about, we got to change our communities. However, people, again, not knowing how politics work, not knowing how the government works, are looking for President Obama, are looking at Trump, are looking at Biden, are looking at Harris, are looking at Reagan and all these different people of making these big changes when they don't make the changes. We do every 2 years when we vote in certain people into office. And those are the elections that nobody pays attention to. And that's the reason. And the wrong people are paying attention to that. That's why everything swings their direction and they're able to make all these changes in education. They're able to overturn all of these different things that got put in place. They were able to remove affirmative action because we weren't going in and voting. Again, I'm not an expert. I just know what I know.
Those voting times need to be promoted as much as these are being promoted.
They are. Motherfuckers don't pay attention. Thing is, they don't have the money. People don't. The person running for a senator don't have hundreds of millions of dollars to run the goddamn campaign to play all over the state, on TV. They don't have that kind of money because they shouldn't have that kind of money. They regular people like us trying to get voted Instagram. In to make changes.
They got Instagram.
Why do you think everything on Instagram?
It don't come across my feed.
Greg think everything on Instagram.
Everything is.
You following a bunch of racist dudes. The Hodge brothers and shit. Go on, let them know where they can find you.
People need to stop being so sensitive.
That's what they say, too. Yeah. That's what the racists be saying. Don't be so sensitive.
See, now you're comparing me to the
racists. That's what they
folks.
Say, though.
I don't know what the racist folk be saying because I don't listen to any racist people. Y'all just be.
Yes, you
as
do,
soon
man.
As soon as somebody question anything, it's an issue. That's all it is. When I question something, when I ask somebody why you following this person or why you support this person, then it's an issue.
How's it
because somebody's questioning something.
Where is that coming from? Where is that coming from?
Everything, anything. Anything I bring up that's not in line with everybody else's ideas, it's, oh, so you racist? What?
I'm talking about podcasts that you specifically have brought up and things that you've watched that you brought to me. It's like, did you hear what this dude said? I'm like, you watching two black dudes that don't like black people.
No, the things that they say be true and we right. and black folk be.
So that's a matter of opinion, though. What they saying is true.
Yeah, everything is a matter All right. of opinion.
So it ain't, you can't say what they saying is true. This coming from the point of view of racist people. And if they racist specifically against their own people, then how is that true? It's just, you just agree with that topic that they saying.
But for you to say somebody's racist, that's your opinion.
You sent me enough of their stuff to where I can clearly see that they don't like black people.
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When their rhetoric, when they talk and when they say things, it doesn't match. You don't want to hear or see, you don't want to hear, oh, like when I say, hey man, police come up to you randomly. Let me see your ID. And you like, I ain't got to show you my ID. You don't got no right. Instead of, hey man, here you go. Appreciate you. Uh-huh. I'm going home to my family, my kids, everybody.
But why can't you?
Whatever. Peace out. I'm gone.
But why can't you just calmly ask the police? Why do you need to?
Because you
my
could
ID
probably out? Die.
You could probably die for showing it to him.
Ah, see, now you. That's what.
Philando Castile, sir. Do you have a weapon in your car? Hold up. Philando Castile, sir. Do you have a weapon in your car? Yes, sir. And I have a permit. Mm-hmm. Let me see your permit. It's in the glove compartment. He reaches over and gets shot and killed.
Okay.
He wasn't irate.
Yeah.
He was just a black man.
Mm-hmm.
So like what?
When you say we can't act like things just don't happen. Things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I know me not giving this man my ID is going to get, I might get shot on this one. But I know for a fact me denying him, it will irritate him. I'm giving my ID.
So you just asking, sir, why do you need to see my ID?
You know what could happen.
So you, yes, sir, here's my ID.
See?
I'm a good, yeah, no, see? Definitely.
No.
Because hold on, you're empowering him by.
The yes, sir.
That's what it is.
So.
That's exactly what it is.
That's not what it is. See, that's you feeling like somebody's getting or taking advantage of you.
Okay.
And that's why we are so quick to hurt each other because as soon as we hear somebody say something disrespectful to us, we jump at them. But if you get any other race, any other people, and you say F you, man, they'll be like, man, what the fuck ever? And they walk off and they go home to their peoples. I can't say fuck you to a nigga on the street. He gonna try to kill me because they take it to a whole nother level. So for an example, that's what I'm saying. When police ask you for your ID, here you go. Appreciate you. All right. But we let that get to us.
So you think him just asked for your ID? For one, you said that's why we so quick to hurt each other because black on black crime is a thing.
Is black on black crime?
You said that we so quick. I don't know of anybody, I don't know where this the rhetoric come from. It's like two black men can't disagree because it's always going to be a fight or argument. Mm-hmm. When you said it, it sounded like I could be putting words in your mouth, the whole black on black crime thing, which is bullshit because in rural counties you have white on white. That's just not a real thing. Well,
yeah.
But what I'm saying is, for us to be in the position that we are and to keep bowing out, for mm-hmm. us to be unfairly treated, for me to be singled out in a crowd mm-hmm. of white people and the police come up and ask me for my ID, mm-hmm. because I have the right to ask him, why do you need my ID? Or because legally, he doesn't even have the right to ask for my ID mm-hmm. without rule of an investigation. Mm-hmm. That's us as a people standing up for ourselves and not just bowing out because he might kill me. Excuse me, sir, can I see your ID? Sure, but why do you need to see my ID? A simple conversation, us using our intelligence and asking, let me intelligently and calmly ask, officer, why do you need to see my ID? He can give me a reason. Or we could just bow out with the, yes, I'm looking at it as, yes, sir, here's my ID. Mm-hmm. Let me shut up and go home and sit down and try to build my community when you can just come in there and do the same thing. No, they can be questioned. They can legally be questioned. Yeah. I don't have to do it with an attitude. I don't have to do it irate or get loud. I can politely ask, why do you need to see my ID, officer?
You can. And you, unfortunately, will have to suffer whatever consequence comes with
unfortunately,
that.
Unfortunately, you're going to suffer the consequences now, being black and walking outside.
I can be the same way, go home, and then present a formal complaint at the police station. I can say he harassed me. I have my life to do that. But if I'm here with an officer who has a pistol, has a gun, I can't defend myself physically because he's going to kill me. I'm choosing to walk away. I'm not about to try to fight you on your battlefield. I'm going to go to your spot. I'm going to go to your office. Hey, man, this guy came up to me asking me for my ID. I want to know why. I'm going to go through everything I can go through to piss him the hell off on paper and get him reprimanded or whatever it takes, other than not complying and getting hurt.
But that's the problem of you
and
looking at it.
And that's another thing.
You looking at it as not complying by just simply asking a question.
Simply, go ahead. Like, you can ask a question. Not, sir, not complying. Can I see your ID? Yeah, why you need to see my ID?
First of all, I ain't never heard of no cop just walking up asking to see ID, but.
Well, they do it all the time.
I've never heard of it.
Oh. Well, they do. They do it all the time to people. They be having it on Instagram.
Again, what are you?
They be filming it on.
Let's close it out, man.
Yeah, it's your boy Gooseby. You can catch me on GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. Till next time, y'all, we'll holler back.
Yeah, man, police, I don't we have to plan this type of situation. Like George Zimmerman, if that was my son he killed, he would not be alive. But I would have, man, it would have been a planned situation. That dude would be 6 feet deep. That judge would probably be 6 feet deep. These motherfuckers would be fucked up. But you have to plan stuff like this. You can't just, I know my rights.
But why are you approaching it in an angry way? Excuse me, sir. Can you see?
Because
ID?
That's how.
No, you can't see my ID. No, the video.
That's
that
how
got.
It's. That's how. No. There's guys that literally walk around and film themselves getting approached by the police. Hey, why are you filming here? Because I can. And they calm, and they cool, calm, and collected. I'm calm, no, sir, it's my right to do this. And the police get crazy, even though he's calm. And that's what I'm saying.
So it's two different things, Greg. Somebody just walking down the street or just sitting there talking versus a man standing outside of a government building filming purposefully. Those dudes do it on purpose.
Yeah, they
do
it
to provoke the officers. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here with my kids. We playing in a park, walking down the street, mm-hmm. and a cop walk up. Excuse me, sir. Let me see your ID. I ain't never heard of that shit. These dudes are, yes, they're doing something legal, but it's
it's very rare that that happens. Dude can, yeah, I can stand outside of a government building with a camera recording. Guess who else does that? People that are planning an attack. They stand outside buildings and plan and sit there and record. It's not illegal for me. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's not illegal for me to walk into a bank with a trench coat on and a mask. But guess what? I look suspicious when I do it. So I can't be like, you can't do this. Look, look, see what they kicking me out this bank. I'm allowed to be here. Yeah, but you still look suspicious.
Okay.
So like that's two different things.
So it's the same. Okay, what you saying? When you saying that? When you
so if you're talking about yourself, but we need to talk about what happens in real life with real people. These little boys run around with these ski masks on, just posted up at the bus stop. Police approach them. Let me see your ID. Every time I got robbed, dudes had a ski mask on. So now the police looking at him. Do they not have the right to approach him? Because you have a ski mask on and you look like a robber.
Why the fuck would you have a ski mask on in the middle of the summer?
Because he wants to have, he has a right to.
And that's what I'm saying. Greg,
you, Greg, he has that, a right listen, to. To Greg, your point, Greg, he has a right.
Exactly.
Don't approach
but
me.
But you ain't listening to what I said.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, you have a right, but you still look suspicious. I can legally walk in a bank with a ski mask on, but it looks suspicious. So if I get questioned, you damn right I got questioned. Why wouldn't they question me? I can have anything under the damn trench coat. Mm. I'm saying me, dressed the way I am, walking down the street, sidewalk, excuse me, let me see your ID. That's when I'm like, I'm sorry, why do you need to see my ID, sir?
But that same, no, the same belief works the same way. If I'm dressed as a robber,
like a robber, then you're going to get treated like a robber.
No. No, hold up. To your point, this is what you're saying. If the police approach me, I need to stand up for my rights. Hey, yeah, I'm
Greg,
dressed like.
That's not what the hell I was saying.
Bro, you just
didn't
said.
Say, Greg, you adding stuff to, you adding elements. You adding
so
elements.
So do I
said,
do,
I said if the cops just walked up. Listen, you said if the cops.
Do
just
I up, stand up for my rights or no?
No, you said you don't.
No. I'm asking you. Do you stand up for your rights
I
or no?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I do. Because okay. I'm not standing looking in a bank or standing with a ski. If I'm standing somewhere with a ski mask on and a police come up and question me, I know exactly why the hell they questioning me. I would look at that like, that's I just know what this looks like. Like, of course. But if I'm just walking around, you made it sound like somebody just randomly walking down the street, somebody walking on their way to work, and the police pull them up, hey, let me see your ID. What? Mm-hmm. Then you add to it, they standing there, they can legally be there with a ski mask on. Yeah, they can be there with a ski mask on. But also, people are robbing people with ski masks on. So if they get questioned, of course they got questioned. Again, they can do it very calmly. Excuse me, sir, why do you need to see my ID? Well, you're standing here, you look suspicious, you have a ski mask on. Why do you? I'm not saying there ain't cops out there that are assholes. Most of them probably, actually, there's a lot of them that are fucking assholes out there, but you talking about just people just randomly, yes, sir, here's my ID. Yeah, if I'm standing there with a ski mask on, they ask me why, let me see your ID. Why do you need to see my ID? Well, you're standing here, we got complaints about somebody standing here and need to see your ID. Yep, it's in my back pocket, can I grab it? Let me pull my ski mask then. Why the fuck would I have on a ski mask and I can't breathe in 100 degree weather? Who the hell knows? In my opinion, if you got on a ski mask in the middle of the damn city, in the middle of summer, you should be questioned. Definitely questioned.
So
that's
you,
what I say.
So you comply after you ask your questions?
I will comply if I need to comply.
Okay. As long as you comply.
I'm gonna find out what am I complying to though. Like, long you just said yes, sir? Here you
as long as you comply. See, the yeser situation, it ain't like that. And that's what I'm saying. The yeser, that's the part where we fuck up. We think something's getting to us or they're getting that over
you.
Yes,
like somebody just said, you moving the goalpost. You saying cops just asking for an ID versus they standing there, they have the right to do this, even though it seems irate, but they asking versus being irate. It's like all these are different aspects. Like I don't say it don't happen, but I don't see cops just randomly walking up to people that are on their way to work, that are looking normal, that are saying, excuse me, let me see your ID. Like, huh? Why do you, that's weird as fuck. Why do you need this? That's almost as a stranger out of uniform asking me for my ID. Why the fuck you need to know who I am? Versus I'm standing here, it's five of us on a corner. We all got to, you can't see our faces. We all got our hands in our pockets and jackets, and it's 85 degrees outside. Yes, I'm going to call the cops. Look, we got some suspicious individuals standing on the corner. I don't know what's going on, but I'm nervous. Y'all need to send out a unit. That's completely different. I would call the cops on somebody like that.
I don't.